Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 8, verses 22 to 26. The Blind Man at Bethsaida. Part 1. Now, let me just go over the details here. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. He spat on the man's eyes, he put his hands on him, and so on. He asked the man, "Did you see anything?" and all the rest of it. And there was various stages here, and then the man's eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home, saying, "Don't go into the village," and so on. The blind man cured at Bethsaida. Now, there are several things I don't know in this miracle. I can't understand it. He took him outside the city. There was two stages. There was a procedure here that Jesus went through. And then we have the final command. There are many things I don't understand fully, and I can't say much that's profitable upon them. Now, do you want me to go on telling you the things I don't know? Let's look at the things we do know, the things which stand out very plainly and very clearly. Why do we have another miracle here? How many more are we going to get? What's all this about? What's all these miracles doing for us? Why has Mark recorded them? Why has the Spirit of God recorded them? Well, surely it is to confirm to us the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, his person, his name, his merit, his power, that he has come into the world to save sinners. God is vindicating him here. Christ is vindicated. The gospel is illustrated. We see what it is to save sinners. In a spiritual sense, these physical miracles illustrate the gospel. And it's not just in the third person for sinners. My friend, this is an illustration for me and for you, for us now. So let's try and learn from this parable, this miracle. Let's try and learn from this experience. Well, the first thing I want to bring out in this discourse is this. It's the obvious one, but it's a sticking point for many people. What is the obvious one? Sinners are blind. This man was blind. He could not see. Now, physically, spiritually, this is what we're talking about now. This is what I'm preaching. I'm not a GP, a doctor. I'm here as a preacher. And as a preacher, I have to tell you, I need to tell you, I must tell you, that we're all born blind, dead in trespasses and sins. We cannot see. We're spiritually blind. Now, there's a mystery here. There are many things about this that I can't fully explain. But I'll tell you this. We are blind, spiritually speaking. 2 Corinthians 4:4, the God of this age, that's Satan, has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see. And therefore, 2 Corinthians 4:3, they are perishing. That's why I'm a preacher. I want to rescue the perishing. Well, I start by telling them that they're blind. I was born blind. I was born dead in sins. And I have to be born again. I have to be given a new heart, a new mind. I have to have my spiritual eyes opened. Now, Pharaoh, in the Exodus, you remember, he hardened his heart. Well, God blinds sinners too. They refuse the gospel, and God blinds them. They're born blind. There is a connection. John 12, verse 40. John 9, verse 40 to 41. Sin blinds us. Even the Pharisees, religious people, are blind. 1 John 2, verse 11. Blind. Blind. Warning us against even believers from going into blindness. So is John 3, 3 to 8 all over again. This is the first point. And it's the main point we have to get before we go any further. I am a sinner. I cannot see. I cannot understand. It's not a question of intelligence. It's a question of spiritual condition. Spiritual things to the natural man, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14, are foolishness. They are for you, my friend, aren't they? If you're outside of Christ, You can't make head or tail of it. You think he's daft. Romans 8, verses 5 to 8. Spiritual things are not only foolishness to you, they're hateful to you. Now that is the first point. And that's the end of this discourse, except I'm not going to leave it there. Because I'm not just giving a series of lecture notes. I am preaching. I might not get any more chance to give another discourse. You might never hear another discourse. So, let me just go one stage further. That's not the purpose of this record here, to show that sinners are blind. Christ came and healed this man and made him see. And that's why I sing W.G. Matson's hymn, "Once I was blind, but now I can see. Once I was dead, but now I live. Once I was blind, I could not see the beauties of faith. I couldn't understand, I couldn't comprehend. But now by your grace, by your mercy, by your power, by your love, you've opened the eyes of the blind. Show me Christ. I see some preciousness in him unto you who believe he is precious. Knowing I'm blind, I have called upon the name of the Lord to be saved." This is the message for you, my friend. This is the word for you. This is the burden of this little discourse. It's not simply that we are blind, you are blind, but there is hope for the blind. Look to Jesus. Ah, you say that's contradictory. Maybe. But look to him and see and live.